It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Standing by, Brad Blakeman's got to be joining us. You know, he worked for both Bushes, 41 and 43, GOP strategist, and then was firmly in the Trump camp. What does he think about the poll that now shows Donald Trump with higher favorability than Joe Biden 6 months into his term? Incredible. Dan Bongino standing by. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
President Biden's job approval nationally has slipped 6 percentage points in a new Gallup survey to 43%. The argument from progressives is if they don't pass the agenda, Democrats will likely lose the House majority, putting moderate Democrats in a very awkward spot.
All right, it took an extra year, but Donald Trump now is polling ahead of President Biden on pure performance. The numbers show the worst may be yet to come for the panic. Fractured Democrats.
Number two.
You're going to lose these 20-year or close to 20-year veterans with this institutional knowledge because of this. If you look up the definition of herd immunity, you're going to read about vaccines in alongside natural immunity. So I think there should be exemptions for that.
That is Scott Taylor, former Navy SEAL, not doing it. That's what so many in the military and in medicine and in the black community, when faced with vax mandates, are saying. The confrontation is disastrous. America and the masses are choosing to hand in their uniforms, their hospital gowns, rather than comply with the nation. Suddenly, we realize the President of the United States is losing patience with us, and a lot of people don't care.
Number one.
On September 8th, there were roughly 900 Haitians that were scheduled to be on airplanes to go back to Haiti. And the Biden administration canceled those flights. They said, we're not going to deport you. You can stay here. You can remain in America. The word went out that the Biden administration is not going to enforce the law. And if you're from Haiti, come to Del Rio, because that means you get to stay.
14,000 at the high. We're down to 5, but guess what? They lied. That's what DHS said, as they told us the Haitian illegals were being sent back to Haiti, when in fact they're being released into the U.S. interior. Thousands remain in squalor under a bridge, while Dems prefer to focus on methods of border patrol on horseback. It is shameful. Let's bring in Dan Bongino, Fox News contributor. He's host of Unfiltered on weekends. On Saturdays, you see him here on Fox News at 10 o'clock. Former NYPD officer. He's Facebook's number one guy. Fantastic blog as well. Dan, I know you only have a few minutes, but thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'll be joining you next week. You're doing prime time, right? I'll be doing 2 days with you in studio. You'll have it insufferably. You'll have to deal with me right up in your grill, in your face, in the studio with you 2 days next week. So everybody needs to watch Brian. We can cause some chaos together there. They may fire us after next week. We may be out of jobs with me and you together in studio in New York. That's deep trouble.
Well, put it this way. They will not fire you. So that's why I'm going to stand behind you. But Dan, we'll finally answer the question. Everyone needs to know who's got a better body. We'll finally understand that.
Definitely you. That we could do a pose off, but I'm afraid I might lose that. You know, I got chicken sticks for legs these days. So you were like a soccer player, as I'm worried. Hey, and you called the UFC fight too, so you got closer to the UFC than I did, despite training many years.
Well, that's true. That's true. You should be fearful of me. Out of all the times I thought Democrats would be engaged in the border with President Biden, I did not know it would be because of Border Patrol on horseback. Can you explain this fake outrage we're now seeing?
Well, the Biden administration, they love it. It's not, you know, the fake outrage is useful to them. It changed the narrative from Biden's failure on the border, which even some left-wing media outlets were forced to recognize precisely because of the Mnuchin coverage we did at Fox. And that air drone, I mean, Brian, you saw it right in front of your face. I mean, you had Bidenvilles, you had shanty towns of 10,000 people on the border. It was hard to ignore. So the Biden administration was looking for any reason to change the narrative. And anytime they can use identity politics or class warfare, they will. And this fit both of those categories. You had Haitians who were largely black. and largely poor at the border. And you had an image that was mischaracterized as a whipping incident, but there was no whip and no incident. So the Biden administration loved it. I mean, I hope nobody out there believes that the Biden administration wasn't part of it, even though it may reflect poorly on them. It doesn't. They love it. It changed the narrative from their grotesque failures, and now people are talking about this fake story rather than the real story, which is a literal invasion at the southern border.
Right. Here is Maxine Waters, Cut 16.
What the hell are we doing here? What we witness takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys with their reins again, whipping black people.
I don't have to answer the question, is she out of her mind? She is out of her mind.
Yeah, no, she is. And, you know, there's a temptation, though, with many on the right. I get this a lot, even on my podcast, when I cover AOC, Maxine Waters, you know, that whole crazy brigade of people. Whenever I cover them, I get a bunch of emails. Oh, just ignore them. No. Don't ignore them. Believe me, things like this being said by people in power with a megaphone cause a lot of problems. And if we don't refute them and address it immediately, we can't just, you know, you and I know she's crazy. Like, that's just a nutty thing to say. We get it. But we don't assume like 25-30% of the population that identifies as liberals do understand this is crazy. They think this is perfectly legit, that this is the equivalent of whippings in slavery, which is, I mean, insane. It's insane, but it must be addressed. It can't be ignored.
So, Dan, I want to pivot, if we can, over to the indictment of Michael Sussman, the lawyer who wasn't candid when he said he had a client named Hillary Clinton. That's why he was coming forward with information about a phony linkage between a bank and the Trump Organization, a Russian bank and a Trump Organization. Some sigh and say, oh, how disappointing, he's not a big name. Others don't. Nobody knows this investigation like you do. What do you think is significant about the Durham that Durham gave us last weekend?
Well, there's one huge nugget that shockingly keeps getting overlooked. Number one, it was a 27-page indictment for a simple false statements charge. I've never seen that in my entire 12 years I was a federal agent. You do a false statements charge. If you lied to me about robbing a bank, I put in the indictment, Brian Kilmeade lied on such and such a date. He said this. We knew it to be false. And that's it. It's a one-pager. So everybody should be asking themselves, why did he write a 27-page indictment? Now, could it be a big head fake because he knew the DOJ wouldn't prosecute anyone else? So Durham's putting it out there for the media to read the whole story? Possible. I don't think it is, though. And I think the nugget everybody missed is that one of the allegations, I think it's 42 or something in the indictment, is that in February of 2017, Sussman made this false charge again in front of another federal agency outside of the District of Columbia. Why does that matter? Because Donald Trump was already president. So remember, the whole thing was like, oh, they only spied on candidate Trump, not when he was president. Really? Because that indictment seems to say something totally different. And by the way, remember, Trump was obviously president in February 2017. And think about part two of that. Not only was it still going on when he was president, the lying, but who's this agency outside of the District of Columbia? I mean, could it be Langley? Could it be the CIA? I don't know. It doesn't say. It says agency two. But that's kind of strange. It's not agency one, the FBI. So who else was this guy coordinating with? And did you notice nobody in the media picked that up? Nobody.
No.
Telling me while Donald Trump was president, this guy could have been meeting with the CIA to lie again? I mean, this is insane.
And then you see how exercised people like John Brennan were, and later all these other guys that got hired, they were later defamed when they were exposed by this probe, and they went to MSNBC as contributors. So as the president, like the former president says, the lovebirds, they both got jobs on MSNBC because of this. And then you see how many people there just were not aware of, and in this country were not aware of the fake linkage. Do you think right now, how much, in retrospect, how much damage do you think was done during the Trump year to Trump presidency by this probe?
I think it was almost existential. It was catastrophic damage. I say almost because he managed to survive it. But, there's no question Donald Trump could have done a whole lot more if his team – I mean, it's an opportunity cost of time. Sorry, there's a plane in the background. There's an opportunity cost of time. And think about how much time and money was wasted by this administration defending himself against a charge that was completely fabricated and made up. I mean, I'm going to address on my show this weekend, the Fox show – you got to remember that when Clapper Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, and Samantha Power were called in front of the committee under oath to state what evidence they had that there was anything behind this hoax at all. They all said nothing. They had nothing. They made the whole thing up. And I think it crushed him. I think it crushed Donald Trump on immigration. It stole a lot of his political capital. And I think it, you know, it hurt him with re-election as well. I think it did significant damage.
So I want to bring you to approval ratings of Harvard-Harris poll, hardly a right-wing bastion. Real quick, I know you got to run. But when November 2020 rolled around, Biden had 50% approval, Trump 46. Now, until September 2021, Trump's up 48-46. What do you think the American people are finding out about President Biden and President Trump 6 months in?
I think people are saying, I think I'll take the mean tweets back, right? Because numbers matter. Good informed voters aren't stupid. They're saying, okay, we had encounters at the border at about 30 to 60,000 under Trump. They're at 200,000 now under Biden. Inflation was managed under Trump, 2% CPI or less per year. It's running at 4 or 5% now under Biden. People see that, Brian. You know, people see the images of the border. They go to the gas station. They see the inflation. They see steak, you know, costing two or three times as much. They see that they can't get a used car. You can't hide this stuff. You know, there are things you can hide, right? You know, you can hide in some essence, you know, prescription drug prices if you're not taking that specific drug. But things that affect every American really change the polling calculus immediately. And things that affect everyone are food, right? Gas and imagery they can see on the news that they can't hide. So I think it's going to get worse. I think the scenario for Biden is going to get dreadful in the coming months. And, you know, I'm really afraid. I was on last night with Pete, and I said, I'm not an optimist here. I'm a realist. I think, unfortunately, it's going to have to hit rock bottom, and we're not there yet. I mean, think about it. 6 in 10 Californians still voted for, feces in the street and exploding homicide rates. And, you know, I think it's going to get a lot worse, and I think then it'll turn around.
And he's also he's doing very poorly with independents, which will decide the election. And keep in mind, too, the Afghanistan. The president thinks we're going to forget about it. We will never forget about how we left Afghanistan.
Yeah, I didn't even bring that up. You're absolutely right. No one wants to see our people left behind.
And nobody wants to see you late for your podcast. So Dan Bongino will listen to your radio show and listen to your podcast.
And watch me next week with you. In studio.
Right.
Causing chaos.
Once and for all, we'll find out who has better dimples and who has bigger biceps. Okay?
All right.
You got it.
I'm looking forward.
Let alone the substance. Dan Bongino, thank you so much. And I look forward to having you on next week on primetime at 7 o'clock Eastern time. When we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. We're just scratching the surface and everything we have to expose. We're losing Navy SEALs. We're losing nurses and doctors. Why is that? I'll explain when we come back.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.